this is Dr. Michael Mugitz, and I live in Cambridge. I'm calling to assert a complaint regarding a statement that Alan Chartok made today at a little after 10 a.m. this morning on the 27th of January during the panel discussion. He was referring to Kishka chaos, but prior to coming up with that term, he mentioned that it was alliteration, and if you went to a private college, and then he proceeded to say Kishka chaos. To me, that implied that you would know that only if you went to a private college as opposed to a public college. And more importantly, it assumes that unless you went to college, you wouldn't understand what alliteration means. And that is very exclusive. It smacks of intellectual elitism. And I trust that that's not an overarching philosophy for WAMC.
This is Arch Putri from Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. This is a note for the roundtable. Gentlemen, did you know, and ladies, did you know that these bamboo scaffoldings are actually lashed together? No nails. I saw it when I was in Japan on a visit that Uncle Sam paid for. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Tony Steiker. I live in Rhinebeck, New York, and I heard Rosemary refer to the underage women in the Jeffrey Epstein story as young women. A little bit alarming, and I thought she and maybe others want to pay attention to language. I think by definition, underage females are considered girls, not women. Thanks so much.
Chris Hart, Saratoga Springs, New York. Just listening on NPR this morning, Elizabeth Warren talking about Medicare for all and how it's not going to cost anybody anything. You know, come on over to New York State where we're $6 billion with a B in the hole because of our overgenerous Medicare program that our governor admits to. So where anybody can think this isn't going to cost somebody, nothing's for free.
Hi, this is Carol Barnes, Petersburg. This is a comment to Alan on the round table. Alan, I'm 84 years old. I have a heart condition, which may someday require surgery. I do not appreciate your saying when you get nervous about the fundraising that you're having heart palpitations. For some of us, heart palpitations are real and serious. It's not a joke.
Hi, I'm Betsy Miller. I live in Gilboa. I just wanted to say that while Joe has been learning to pick up his feet again, kudos to not only Ray Graff, but also to Sarah LaDuc working behind the scenes to pick up the slack. Thank you to all the people who worked in Joe's absence to make the station's programming seamless.